This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning November 4th, 2007. And we started the week by looking at health. That has its own podcast on the blog. Of course, the 5th of November is Bonfire Night in the UK, and that's when we have fireworks and lots of them. Lock up your pets. But the multicoloured fireworks we enjoy today actually began in the 1830s, when Italians added trace amounts of metals. Until then they were mostly noisy. The fireworks, not the Italians. These metals burn at high temperatures and create beautiful colours. Other additives you might find in your fireworks also produce interesting effects. For example, calcium deepens colours, titanium makes sparks, and zinc creates smoke clouds. And, as I said, you have to lock up your pets on bonfire night. That includes dogs and cats. And interestingly, if a dog needs a blood transfusion, it will accept blood of any type, if it's just one transfusion. But cats need to be blood type matched, just like humans. Of course, cats have always been fussier than dogs. Moving back to humans and Britons. Texting. Britons send as many text messages in a week now as they did in the whole of 1999. Some 4.825 billion texts were sent in September 2007. That's equivalent to 4,000 every second. Just imagine all those thumbs flying over the tiny little keys. Another interesting fact for you about a word. Or is it a fact? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's the kilogram. And the defining measure for a kilogram is Le Grand K, a cylinder of platinum and iridium held in Paris. This heavily guarded lump of metal is about the size of a plum. It's the only object known to science that has a mass of exactly 1 kilogram, so it is the reference object from which the unit of mass is derived. This means that all objects measured in kilograms, be it a bag of sugar or an aircraft carrier, are defined by Le Grand K's mass. Another interesting fact that crossed my desk this week was about the Mafia. The Mafia, yeah, the Italian Mafia, and they have commandments. A sort of Ten Commandments-style rules of behaviour for Mafia members was found by police at the hideout of a captured Mafia boss. They don't compare very well. Here's the Mafia's Ten Commandments versus the originals. 1. No one can present himself directly to another of our friends. There must be a third person to do it. The original? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 2. Never look at the wives of friends. Thou shalt not make for thyself an idol. 3. Never be seen with cops. Thou shalt not make wrongful use of the name of thy God. 4. Don't go to pubs and clubs. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 5. Always being available for Cosa Nostra is a duty, even if your wife's about to give birth. Honour thy father and mother. 6. Appointments must absolutely be respected. Thou shalt not murder. 7. Wives must be treated with respect. Unless they're giving birth, of course. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 8. When asked for any information, the answer must be the truth. Presumably unless it's to the aforementioned police. Thou shalt not steal. 9. Money cannot be appropriated if it belongs to others or to other families. I can only presume they mean from within the Mafia community. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. 10. People who can't be part of Cosa Nostra. Anyone who has a close relative in the police. Anyone with a two-timing relative in the family. Anyone who behaves badly and doesn't hold to moral values. Thou shalt not covet. And finally, the brain. Seemingly the brain can turn down its ability to see in order to listen to complex sounds like music. Dr. Jonathan Burdett, who led a study, said, "This is like closing your eyes to listen to music. Imagine the difference between listening to someone talk in a quiet room and that same discussion in a noisy room. You don't see as much of what's going on in the noisy room. Actually, listening to some people talk can make me want to block my ears with my fingers and shout, 'La la la la,' very loudly. But hopefully you've been listening carefully, so thank you. And that's it for this week. Take care and remember, learning something new is good for the brain."